definition, a protostar is a small star that is about to get big. And that is what is going to happen here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CKIW iRadio 76's place to showcase new talent, Protostar. Here is your host, John Sarver.
Well, happy Friday night to you and yours. Glad to see you here on CKIWI Radio 76. This is John Sarver, the CEO of CK, the big cheese with the cheddar. Here on one of our very favorite shows that we love to do, this is the Protostar Top 10. Now, the story about the Protostar Top 10 is, there is so much music out there that needs to be heard, and I mean a lot of it. And sometimes we just hear the same garbage, same music that gets thrown at you. And there is a lot more talent out there, and our deal is to put the spotlight on them. So, kicking us off today, hey, Ron Gallucci and Beautiful Girl here on Protostar. Coming to you all the way from Detroit, Michigan, live on a Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm Gallucci, a beautiful girl here on Protostar. Now, if you're new to Protostar, and unfortunately, where you been? We love to see you. What happens here is that we have it divided up in two different shots. You either have the hitbound folks, and those are the folks that just didn't have enough votes. What goes on is we get music submitted to us, and we listen to it, and everybody here takes it home with them, has friends listen to them, have family listen to them, have all kinds of folks listen to them. And then we come back and we got a point system, and then what we do is we have you vote on them. We can take it only so high, and then you vote for more. And all you have to do is go to the CKIW iRadio 76 website, CKIW76.com, or you can go to the Facebook page, CKIW76, or, well, actually, either way is pretty good because you see a little blue box. You don't even have to go through a lot of stuff. You just see a place where it has like a link that says vote here or Protostar voting. Click it. You go immediately to the folks that are on the show tonight and you're done. That's it. You don't sign up for anything. You don't buy anything. You don't leave a deposit. Nothing. It's just so we can see what you can see. Meaning, do you like this song? And if you do, that's great. And if you like this song, you'll like that song. So that's how we do it here. So your vote is incredibly important to how the song goes up. All right, so now we got the rules of the game out of the way. Let's go on to another hitbound. So again, we have the hitbounds, the folks that just didn't have enough votes, but they look like that they're going to go up on our top 10. And most of our HBs, hitbounds, do make it up to the top 10. So here's one coming in brand new this week. It's a couple of brothers put a band together, and man, they're pretty powerful enough. They're called A Fragile Tomorrow. I Just Never Said Enough. Here on Protostar. That's heard around the world and coast to coast in 71 different countries.
Never said enough.
There's something about how nicely that ends with that little flourish. How nice. So now here we go to this next gentleman. He started his bass career, playing bass here, in his early teens, and he was growing up in the rich musical environment that is Detroit, Michigan. I mean, he was just right down the street from us, and then he started playing all over the world. An amazing talent. Going all the way down to the HB list this week, here's Greg Hosley and This Feeling. This Feeling by Greg Hosley here on the Hitbound list. Coming again right around the Hitbound list is a woman that's been with us for a long time. She was on the charts, down, up, down, and now she's still with us. Great stuff. We just got four new songs of hers coming in, and we're going to take a peek at them coming up in the, well, next week. Hopefully she's going to have a twofer, but this one has been with us for such a long time. It's such a toe-tapper. It comes out of the gate kicking down the barn door. This is Gia Lee and Coming After You here on Protostar, that comes to you from the Motor City and is heard all the way around the world and 37,000 feet up the air and 5 inches under the water. G coming after you here on Protostar. All right, so now remember how this game is played, friends. What we need you to do is vote, 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 vote. All right, did you get that? You know what you got to do now? Vote. Go to CKIW76.com or CKIW76 on the Facebook page. And starting sometime tomorrow, you'll be able to vote for your people. All you have to do is you get to vote once per machine, so you can't jam the ballot box. And then just go for it. It's free. It costs you nothing. You sign up for nothing. You leave nothing. All you do is leave somebody like a boost and where the song is going to be played next week. And what happened here is there's a couple of them that really bounced this week, and I mean went up high. And this one was pretty interesting too, because this was a hitbound last week, and it just missed getting into the top 10 this week. But we're hopeful that with your votes, they're going to ride as high as we think they're going, or they should. This is Puppet Man by Billy and the Rebels here on Protostar, that is beamed to you from the Motor City. Puppet Man by Billy and the Rebels. It's amazing. That's a 16-year-old voice fronting that band. Talk about power. But now even more power.
And now for the Protostar Top 10.
This is where we get into the good stuff, Nats. Everything is good. We'll bring the HBs up to the top 10. And this is what we need to have happen. So,
number 10.
This song is a legend already. It is one of the wildest songs we've ever had. This song was, I think, in the original Protostar, when we started Protostar a couple of months ago. And it rode the charts, and it went to number one, and it stayed at number one, and stayed at number one, and stayed at number one. Keep the ball going on that one, won't you, folks? It stayed at number one for an awful long time, almost to the point where we thought we were going to have a monument made of her, so... But the good thing is that you can hear her songs on our other show and our other shows, and for sure the Tide London show, the most romantic man on all radio, that comes up immediately right after Protostar here. He plays something but the most romantic music anywhere. And this song fits. So coming in at number 10, Am I Dreaming by the legendary Dolly Rappaport here on Protostar. which is heard around the world in the Christmas tree.
Cinderella wants to play, King Arthur wants to stay, and the wicked sisters are looking good. Yeah, they want to rock around the clock. I think the knights are all in shock, but they'd party, I know they would. Is it all just wind? Is it all just wind? Don't you sing? Just dress up and pretend.
Dress up and pretend.
Fancy this or fancy that. Again and again. If you think it's hipper to fit into the slipper or pull the sword out from the stone, and if you beat up on dragons or race in covered wagons, it might be time to phone home. Is it all just wind? Is it all just window dressing? Just dress up.
Am I Dreaming by Dolly Rappaport? Now, let's move on.
Number 9.
Absolutely number 9. Now, this is an interesting guy. Jeez, oh Pete. He is a saxophonist, an arranger, a conductor. And guess what? He was an original member of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I mean, the good version of it, from 69 to, 67, 71. You know, when they had like all the big hits, when they really, you know, at one time, Blood, Sweat, and Tears Kitties were before Chicago, if we do remember correctly, and they could, for jazz rock, they could blow Chicago's doors off. I mean, they were just that talented. And talking about talent, this is one of the guys who were part of all that talent. He was a saxophonist, he was the arranger, he was a conductor, I mean, just as we said before, but he also did keyboard somewhere. I mean, he was a gold record winner, a Grammy Award winner. And here's a really wild thing, is that he either arranged or co-arranged Heidi Ho and You Made Me So Very Happy. Thank you. Rush to Amazon now and try to find those songs. He also won the award, now here's this one, for Spinning Wheel, What Goes Up, that song. And we are so thrilled to have this guy here with us tonight at number 9, moving up all the way from the Hitbound side. This is Fred Lipsius and... what? Wait for it. It's That Inside Feeling here on Protostar.
Just listen to that voice.
Fred Lipsius and that Inside Feeling coming in at number 9. You know, it does sound, now that you hear it in context, it does have some flourishes of the early Blood, Sweat, and Tears, doesn't it? Okie dokes. So, let's move on.
Number 8.
Absolutely number 8. Absolutely number 8. What we got going on, is a fine woman. I mean, if you've been driving around the Midwest this week, you know what a thrill it's been. Let me tell you, friends, when you're driving in snow, you can tell your car to stop, you know, and luckily everybody's been safe as much as we know. But man, oh man, sometimes cars don't, and sometimes you get into an accident, and sometimes it's a huge accident, and that's what happened to this next artist. What happened was she was driving along, and then all of a sudden, a truck decides to say, well, I want your Camry, and boom, smack. And it's like one of those things that you have one of those moments where you go, all right, I'm lucky. What do I want to do? And so she went into music full time. I mean, full blast. And that's kind of fun, I think. As a matter of fact, she even has a really cute Christmas song out right now, so if you can find it on iTunes stuff, it's brilliant. Oh, this is the number 8 song here. It is Tracy DeLuca and Stand By Your Man, The Hell I Am, from Protostar. That comes to you all the way from Detroit, Michigan, where there's absolutely no snow. Except for on the roads.
Got a full gold tan on my left hand. Hell I am. You spent too many nights out with the guys. Lord knows who for the rest of the night. He thought he could leave. Turns out I can't stand by your man. The hell I am. I'm so sorry, baby, but I got better places to be than by your side. This is goodbye. Stand by your man. The hell I am. He signed the papers, that was that. Now I'm back in the game and I'm up to bat. He made me feel like I wasn't worth much, but I'm still rocking by you know what. I'm so sorry, baby, but I got better places to be than by your side. This is goodbye, stand by your man. The hell I am.
Tracy DeLuca, Stand By Your Man, The Hell I Am. How many of you were at the end of that song were going, baby? That's why it's a popular favorite here at CKW. Talk about it. Hey, popular favorites. What's that lucky number?
Number 7.
You bet it is. Number 7 comes all the way up from a hit bound last week to the number 7 slot. This guy is a contemporary, which means like now guy, jazz and fusion saxophonist. He's a vocalist. He's a keyboard player. And seriously, man, wait till you hear his Christmas CD. Look him up. I think it's called A Very Saxy Christmas. Have a Very Saxy Christmas. And we were listening to it today. And man, if you want to put the lights down low, you know, and crank up the eggnog, there are some of the songs in there you just go, that's Christmas. There's some that just jump off the page, but boy, it is a nice shot. So coming in at number 7, all the way up from the Hitbound last time, Don Diego, Happy Lonely, here on Protostar, that is beamed to you from Detroit, Michigan, and is heard around the world at 37,000 feet in the air and 5 inches under the water. Some nice stuff by Don Diego. Happy Lonely. Now, guess what? Here's a twofer.
Number 6.
Our number 6 song this week is also our...
Here is this week's shooting star.
Absolutely it is. Now, rarely... It's only been done once before, and that's been done by Pixie Arbuckle. That you can have 2 songs on the survey at the same time the same week. It doesn't ever really happen. It does with this person. Now, the reason why it's a shooting star, because last week it was a Hitbound, and you know, Deep in Our Hitbound, it was just coming on the chart for us, and looking at the votes, it went off the charts. I mean, it is gangbusters, and you'll see the reason why. If you have a wedding coming up, listen to this song closely, won't you? My Heart Belongs to You by the legendary Dolly Rappaport here on Protostar. This week's shooting star, My Heart Belongs to You by the legendary Dolly Rappaport. That's what we're going to call her, I guess, from now on, the legendary Dolly Rappaport. Anyways, so, moving right along.
Number 5.
Now, as Monty Python used to say one time, and now for something completely different. And boy, is this, I could not be any more different than what we just had from Dolly. Man, our next artist, I mean, he says he plays bluegrass and roots and the red dirt. And we talked about that last week, what red dirt means. If you know what red dirt means, what red dirt music is, send us a line at hotline@ckiw76.com, won't you? Until that time, please listen to this song. I mean, it moved up from number 6 list last week to number 5 this week. And it's a dandy, Dustin James Clark and Memory Eraser here on Protostar. Love this song.
Horse shot, a memory eraser. Pop the top off the key to bite your chaser. I'm drinking her memory. bartender, and I'll tell you, man, sometimes I just don't understand. Give them everything they want, and it's still no good. Like a house and a car, a diamond ring and a pool in the backyard. They get all mad cause you spend a little time at the bar. So I'ma sit around here and have a drink for an hour or so. Maybe then I can go back home. Man, I don't think so. Bartender, four shots, a memory eraser. About the time, won't forget about your chaser.
Dustin James Clark with Memory Eraser. We like any. See, we talk about the songs around here, and we bounce them around, and there's certain passages of songs that we really love to just reiterate. And any song that goes, and blah, 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 it's a dandy. So all the way from, you know, our number five song, Dustin James Baker. Clark, I mean Memory Eraser. Now, here we go. Moving on up, kiddies.
Number four.
Absolutely number four. This is one of the most bouncy, upbeat guys you ever want to meet. If you see him on Facebook, he always has something that has some kind of positive message, some kind of cool energy comes right through there. He's an amazing guy. I mean, he was the only guy that occupied our number one spot 2 weeks in a row. But the two-time champion is now sitting in our number four slot this week. It is Robert Wenyu and Bip Bop, I Found Love. Don't you just love that? Bip, bop. How many times are you tapping your toe to that one? Bip, bop, I found love by Robert Wenyu. Okay, so that tells you what? That there is going to be a brand new number one this week. So hang on, kiddies. So,
number three.
Number three is occupied by a gentleman that's been moving up the charts with this song. He's had two songs coming up already. And this one looks like an absolute smash for him. We are waiting for his Christmas song anytime now. So moving up a couple of steps from our number six songs to our number three song, it is Pixley Arbuckle and There's Something Wrong With You If You Love Me here on Protostar. That's beamed to you from Detroit, Michigan.
You got everything a man could want with long legs and a rack. You fit right into a German car or a big old Cadillac. You got the smile, you got the look, not only that, you can even cook. And that's all the evidence I need to never take you back. I think too much of you to let you do this to yourself. I like my life the way it is and I don't want nothing else. And I don't know how you can miss what any fool could see. Girl, there's something wrong with you if you love me. Well, explaining it is just no use. It only proves you've got a screw loose rolling around that thing you call a brain. And if you hadn't brought it on yourself, then I'd agree. And I've always felt you had a perfect right and every reason to complain. It could be no experience, naivete, or just no sense. Some kind of problem with your mind, but you won't make that problem mine. Whatever's going on, it scares the hell right out of me. There's something wrong with you if you love me.
He writes them, eh? Pixley Arbuckle, Something Wrong With You If You Love Me, in our number three spot this week.
Number two.
Number two is occupied by a veteran of the music industry for the last 50 years. I mean, who hasn't this guy played with? I mean, he's so versatile. He's played with everybody from Bob Marley to the Neville Brothers to Bob Dylan, just to name a few. Now, baby, that is talent. Moving up two from last week's number four song to number two, here is Iceback Jackson and the Internet Blues.
Downloading internet. end of the internet.
Coming in at number two, Internet Blues by Ice Pack Jackson. Now, that leads us where to go?
Number one.
Absolutely number one. Now, this guy, I don't know what he does during the winter because he doesn't have the Yankees to yay to. And take a look at that lineup he's going to be a fan of this year. Now, he also had... And we say here that he had a internet concert this week. Yay, on Tuesday. So things just keep going his way, evidently. This song's been on Protostar for an extremely long time, and it's been climbing and climbing and climbing to a point now where it can't climb any higher because of your votes in this song. You made it number one here on Protostar. It is... Will Danes and Super Wonderful, our new number one song this week.
There she goes, walking away from me. I can tell by the way she smiles, she'll never notice me. What's it gonna take to get through to you? Do I have to play your game?
Will Danes and Super Wonderful sitting in the penthouse this week as our new number one song because of your voting here at CKIW iRadio 76 and clicking over there to the Protostar tab and clicking whoever you like to vote for. And boy, you came in mass this week for Will Danes. Okie doke. So On to next week we go. Make sure you vote, 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 kiddies. And next week, let's see who goes to number one. Till that time, here comes the most romantic man on all radio, Ty London. Friends, we will see you next week. Bye now.